Jesus goes out into the desert. This is not the Sahara Desert, which is sort of like the sand dunes of Ocean City extended in an infinite direction on all sides. This is the Judean Desert. It's more like West Texas or the Badlands of New Mexico. I know there's a small town in West Texas that at least has retained a sense of humor. They have an annual festival on the anniversary of the last rain. Well, that land is just not tolerable. Rocky, craggy, split, fissured, dried up, not conducive to human life. If you stay out there, you bake in the sun, and your brain bakes in the sun. And after a while, the boundaries of reality become a little permeable. Throw into that a fast of 40 days and 40 nights, and Jesus may well be seeing things, hearing things, taking for reality things that are not exactly there. Is that what's happening here? Is there really a devil? A personal devil, personified devil, who appears to people and speaks to them? Did he really put Jesus on the pinnacle of the temple? Is there really a mountain from which you can see all the kingdoms of the earth in their magnificence? Maybe not. Maybe it's all what happens to your eyes, to your ears, to your brain after 40 days and 40 nights in the Badlands. But it's really not terribly important which of those is true. What's important is the way he responds. Whether there is really a devil there face to face with him, or whether reality is just beginning to blur and he's imagining these things. Either way, he's presented with unreality. Turn these stones into bread. Throw yourself down. Fall down and worship me. And he recognizes it as unreality. And he asserts the reality. God, the Word of God, Scripture. Each time he answers with Scripture. One does not live by bread alone. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. The Lord alone shall you worship. God alone shall you serve. He knows where reality is. And all this sort of floats in front of him, and maybe it's reality, maybe it's not. He can judge it by that principle. And judge it truly, and keep his feet grounded in reality. Good precedent for us. The wasteland, the desert, where nothing grows. You don't have to go out to the desert. You're in it. Was it 20 years ago, 30 years ago, some TV critic wrote a review of TV at that time and called it The Wasteland. I don't think he's gotten notably better since. The only difference about having so many channels now is now it can take you 20 minutes to find out there's nothing to watch. Newspapers are all but dead. And the news you do get, well, the newspapers or the TV or the internet, most of it is not real. I mean, it may or may not be accurate, but it's not real. It's not news. Celebrity news is news. It's somehow important to you to know which Hollywood personality has checked into rehab? We're supposed to be avidly following the labor dispute between the millionaires and the billionaires for a sport that won't start again for 6 or 8 months? We should care. And on. There's just reality is baked too long in the heat. Or maybe it's our brains that have baked too long in the heat. But things like that are presented to us as reality. And we start pretending that they are. It's easy to think that the fast buck, the quick pleasure, the grasp at power is reality. Whether there's a devil standing on your shoulder whispering in your ear or not, it's equally unreal. But it looks real if you've been out in the desert long enough. It feels real if your brain is baked in the sun long enough. We need to be able to do what Jesus did, to do real reality testing, to test these floating images by the light of the Word of God. What is really real? What has real substance? What has real value? That's the answer to temptations, to illusions, to hallucinations, testing them by reality, testing them by the Word of God, testing them by our faith. This is how our faith behaves in the desert. It gives us an anchor. It gives us access to reality. It tells us who we really are and who God really is when reality seems to float before us like those heat waves you can see coming off of a hot highway in the summer. Oh, blessed thought, right? Reality begins to dance a little, begins to move a little, begins to become something that floats in and out and is not quite there. But faith knows the difference. Faith knows that the Word of God is real, that God is secure, that God's commitment to us is absolute. And if we commit to God the way God commits to us, then we get through the desert, and all the illusions remain there when we get home. Take your faith with you into the desert. Look around. Know what's illusory. Know what's real. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.